Anyway.
Sorry for the interruption, but WADOD testing, checking that I have my digital contact set correctly. WADOD.
731, Stillwater 1, just moved. Be very immediate one.
Thank you for coming back, sir. Yeah, I don't seem to have it set right. Didn't show up. Thank you very much. Let me do some changing, and if you're around, I need your help again. WADOD.
Are you looking at the last herd on the Seaman website?
Oh, yes, sir. I've been doing that. I just downloaded digital contacts into my radio that theoretically should show your name, call sign, and such. And I guess I haven't loaded it correctly.
Okay.
WADOD testing again. Can someone please come back so I can check my digital contacts?
Hey, coming through now?
No, still got to take some number or something. I just got your radio ID. All right, thank you, WADOD, back to figuring this out.
WBAPHN monitoring 31261.
DIC.
This is WADOD testing again to see if my list comes up when someone talks. If someone could come back to me, I would appreciate it. WADOD.
Yeah, Roger. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec. You're coming in clear. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I hear you fine. My display didn't update. I'm still working on the individual call information to come up. All right, sir. Thank you very much. WADOD.
Hey, WUFO, statewide one.
KWSWRWVD. KWSWRWVD. WADD Mobile.
KEAWUO, statewide one. Just getting up. Did you have your breakfast yet?
Just drinking my coffee now.
No, I went to bed about 3 and got up. I got up around 8, so I did sleep in a little bit. But Thursdays, I decided to start doing Thai food Thursdays at work. So I had to get in bright and early to get everybody's order and then go get some Thai food for everybody. But mainly I'm just selfish and I wanted to eat Thai food. I don't really care about everybody else, but what's new and exciting with you, sir?
NAWRO. Well, again, I appreciate your work. Funny, you went to bed when I woke up. I woke up at 3, glanced at my phone, I go, oh, John's been busy. So what's the first thing I do? Go in and sort the roster. So thank you for that.
Look up and find out when. How do I
pronounce this? How do I research this? Like, I want to move values in it. I want to move rows in a table so that I can sort manually by clicking on the little.
Yeah, I was going to make some kind of a joke, like in the commodities market, the midnight oil commodity is an all-time high because of demand of one person. Something like that, but I think it would have been lost. That was great. And the other stuff, I'm still digging into it. And I forget where it's at, but I saw the bottom right of the danger zone. Be careful. Don't go in there unless, because you could do real damage. What about on the roster, you got the look at and you've got the, update, pencil. But then to the right of that, we have the trash can to delete. Would we really ever use that? I'm always scared I'm going to hit it. I'm sure it's got a 2-stage process, right? So I shouldn't be worried about that.
Gotcha. Yeah, that danger zone's always been there for a while. And you can go into it and look,
But there is actually you'll have to type in a password in order to actually, clear the roster is what that would do. And then we could get rid of that garbage can because we don't really want to accidentally do that. And we don't want to, we're probably not going to delete people from the roster once they're on there. We'll just mark them as, resigned, inactive, that type of thing. So I could pull that off of there so we don't have to worry about hitting it. And then as far as what happens when you click it, I don't remember. I can look into the script and try to see. That was one of the first things I did. I would hope that I have a prompt that says, are you sure you want to delete Dave Pertle from the roster? But, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I'll be very careful until then. I was going to suggest maybe it be placed in the danger zone or just getting rid of it, because that was the whole point. I'm looking up at the top. We would never, at this point, now that we're done testing-ish, sort of, we are, we would use the other status filter things, resign, revoke, banned. And we wouldn't just really delete a file, I don't think. Or if we did, we'd go through you to do it. And, anyways, you get it. So sounds good. I did put a real photo back for you just in case we're actually technically deployed this weekend. And then later on, you can do whatever you want after that. I left your call sign the same, though.
Fair enough. Yeah. Yeah, I shouldn't be putting silly photos in there. This is supposed to be serious, so I don't want to set the bad, wrong tone. So yeah, we'll leave that awful photo of me for now. But one of these days we'll have to replace that with something that maybe looks a little better. but all right, cool. Yeah, very good. And we can get rid of the call sign too, but it's no worries. So I could tell you were talking because I kept getting a negative bonk, but nothing came through on the radio there. So one other little issue that I need to fix, but I'll fix it soon. I can probably mark my task complete for the level 1, level 2, level 3 switch because it doesn't override pre-level. So I need to, if someone's level 1, then pre-level needs to just switch off. So there's still some nuances, but yeah, relax. So
NAWRO, yeah, copy that. If you didn't copy previous, is just if you hear anything more about the weekend, more in certain detail, unless we are coordinating directly on Discord, then just let me know because I know I may have to do some adjusting on that, whatever they call it, the K-Bug form. And then item 2 was Joe HAP mentioned something about a possible conflict with the repeater crawl tonight. But, we'll deal with all of that.
Copy that, yeah. So with the Warren Cert thing, I kind of respectfully wanted to let Mike handle that. I'm happy to give you any information, but I also, got to be careful not to, stir the pot, step on his toes. He's a little bit more updated as to what all is going on there. But I'm happy to help, but I do have to, I want to give him, the respect that he deserves, so I don't want to step on his toes or anything. But, I haven't heard anything about a conflict on the repeater crawl, but I did just get an email from Mike that should have went out to everybody saying that we switched the FBI Richmond away, and we are now using a
repeater in Utica, so I'm not sure if you're privy to that conversation.
Yeah, copy that. No, I'm not. No worries. I'm probably going to just monitor it this time, not actually participate anyway, so I didn't have a dog in that race. Is that so? If that's what he wants to do, maybe they might have discussed it, because it does liven up Central Michigan. So maybe he preferred to go to, I don't know what that would have been, Useka maybe. And yeah, no worries on the main chain of command being followed. That's fine. It's just like I appreciated you mentioning the all 4 weekend days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday on that form. If you see any details I overlooked, but otherwise than that, yeah, we'll just wait for news from Mike, because that's where we're getting the official lowdown here. So yeah, I guess that's all I got. So you, I take it, heading into work, right? Or are you there now?
No, I'm here now. I've been here since like 8:30 this morning. So I've been here all day. I went and got Thai food for everybody. I just gobbled my hour, a half hour now, and I'm starting to work on a little bit of work here. But I figured I'd throw out the call sign. And yeah, I don't know. It's tough with the website, because sometimes I feel like I'm overstepping my boundaries, and I don't mean to, but I'm trying to, you know, do the website and put information out there. And so I kind of want to stay in my lane as best as I can, but at the same time, try to provide the information on the website for people. But I sort of want them in the driver's seat, you know. So, but that's what my goal is, and that's what I aim to do. But it might not always seem that way, but I do mean well.
NAWRO. Well, of course, I can't speak for Dave, but I think you're doing fine. And it's a little problematic when you're trying to throw up accurate information on a real-time basis, but that information keeps changing, so now you're going to have to go back in. That's fine. You're flexible that way, but there's a little bit of work to keep it up when you got a day job, so I totally understand and appreciate your efforts.
Hey, well, yeah, no problem. I'm not necessarily like Mike is with people, and then same a lot of the other positions, for that on the list, but KEAWUO.
Hey, John, just to let you know, I got about 50% of that, but we're all good. Looking at the dashboard, at the times you were blinking out, your signal reached about 123, which is over the 120 mark, so that pretty much figures it why. So just FYI, but we're good. NAWRO, have a good day. Be available if needed.
Copy that. All right. Well, I will try to do better next time. Have a good one. 73, KEAWUO.
100% copy on that last 106 RSSI. Have a good one. NAWRO.
KCKJM. KCKJO. KEAWUO. That's me, Tom. How are you today?
KEAWUO. Statewide 1.
There he is. How did day, I don't know, what number is this, 4? How did day 4 go?
Oh, they cut me out super early, like 9 o'clock, but I went to the station and hung out there for a few hours with the boss and kind of got a tour and did that, because tomorrow morning is my ride-along, and I didn't have my badge, so I had to stop in anyway.
Sounds like somebody's going to have fun tomorrow.
Got you in there, Tom. Yeah, this is going to be fun. Yeah, I heard Dave on the dispatch today. I turned on the scanner, so I can hear this talk group when he's on there.
Sounds good. Let's send it over to Tom.
KJKJ, right along are the bombs.
Yeah, they're putting me on one of the critical care trucks for a 12-hour shift. So hopefully it's not too bad. It's going to be very, very cold. I know that much. So we'll go from there. But today was a pretty good day. I finished up my CPR today after cramming everything last night because they were a little bit behind on getting me the online portion of the class. So we're getting there fairly quick.
Well, that's good. I assume you passed, so therefore I'll put today's date in your file for us. How about that? When it comes around to you, if you can confirm that there. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I got to get CPR and first aid training again. It's been quite a few years. But, Dean, that sounds cool. Yeah, I never rode along with EMTs or fire or anything, but used to ride a lot in law enforcement.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it on the other side. And, Tim, go ahead and hold off, because once everything gets put through, I'll have an official card, but I don't have a card as of right now, so we'll use the card date when I receive it.
Yeah, copy that. That does make more sense, because we do have a depository for those certs now. So, over to Tom.
Yeah, I'll try to get 200 done this weekend. You know, after last weekend's fiasco and everything that's been going on personally, things are starting to settle down a wee bit.
Wow, that was weird. I'm going to crash it. No, I'm coming up on 21, and my radio set repeater not found. That's interesting. But yeah, hopefully things are settling down a little bit for you, Tom, and you should be able to. The 200 wasn't horribly bad. The reading's kind of slow going, Tom. Back over to you, Tim.
Yeah, Tom, Dave just keeps on reminding us. Just remember, that is equivalent of open book. So if you need to look at a question and refer back, don't feel bad. Just go ahead and refer back. And then, you know, little by little, you end up getting it. It is a little bit more than the 100, but still not too bad. And don't worry about CPR or, at least right now, don't worry about CPR or first aid. My understanding is Dave's going to bring that to our training room, at least sometime in this year. I don't know, probably sooner rather than later. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, yeah, it's no problem. I had it when I was, you know, way back when my former boss's daughter is a cardiac nurse, so she was also a certified trainer, so. And then first aid, I just remember that way back when. That's just basic knowledge, you know. Not like I'm going to do a troop tube or anything like that. But just, I know how to turn a kid, and I know how to keep blood from running out of the body.
At some point, I'll tackle first aid. I've never tackled that one much either, so at some point, I'll look into that, but not until after I have myself situated with this current position. Tim, over to you, KE8LAXRID.
KE8FCR.
Hey, Mike, we got you in there. Yeah, Dean, when you go for that ride-on, and we talked about this last night, to augment whatever gear they gave you, obviously, with your hunting stuff, because I think it's going to be brutal out there. N8WRO. Let's turn it over to KE8FCR, I believe. That's Mike, right? Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, gentlemen, good afternoon. Just heard you guys talk about some training popping, and one I recently took, highly recommend, Stop the Bleed. It's all about wound dressing, tourniquet, kind of walks you through the higher, what to look for in medical supplies and what to avoid, you know, the El Cheapos from Amazon. And I'm going to start carrying all of that stuff in every hunting bag or outdoor bag that I have, because it's just, it's simple gear that can make a huge difference in a
an emergency situation. Over to, I think it was Tom.
Oh, yeah. I got the basic first aid kind of thing. I got a first aid kit here in the van, and I got a bigger one that I take around, too, with the gauze and the sterile pads and the wraps. And tourniquets, like I said, if you don't have one, you wear a belt, get the belt, pull the belt tight, and there's your tourniquet. Works every time. But, yeah, I want to get back into that. That's when the training's there, I'm ready for it. I still have the old-fashioned CPR training, but I see the new one, and that seems kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's, I've got some of the Velcro plastic handled turn-style tourniquets and some stuff in the IFAC. It's, I mean, I kind of know how to use it. Obviously, IFAC is individual, so if I have to use it on myself and I screw up, well, that's fine, too. It's only myself, but, however, back over to Tim, and then I believe it was FCR.
NAWRO. Yeah, I got a upgrade kit I have. It's not the greatest, but I might wait to see what Dave's going to offer us. I think Cliff has somebody that is exceptionally well-trained in the medical field. She was at one of our meetings, and I think she might be the one that could help out the group that might be in the works, so to speak. Let's see, changing topic. Net tonight, who's on board? I'll switch it over to Mike if you're going to be able to do a try on our net tonight. I believe Mike is going to be the net controller. And then immediately after our net, we're going to try to do a repeater crawl, but not sure about your schedule. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I'd like to get on the net tonight. I learned on the last one I was on, I can actually hit the receive station and also hear the 7-2 if I'm standing in a certain spot in one of the upstairs rooms in my house, so I don't have to be outside or sitting in the truck, which is great. But the repeater crawl is new. I'm not too familiar with what that all entails. If you could enlighten me, I'd appreciate it. Over to Tom.
Oh, the repeater crawl is like almost similar to POTA, I guess you could say. You start on one frequency, you make contacts, and then a couple of minutes later you go over to the next frequency that's in the list and make contacts there, and then I think they run simplex too. Just to check the capability of your radio and your distance and power. I mean, that's what I get out of it. I hear Wayne County does it every so often. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to see if my daughter wants to join me in it and sit back and listen.
Tim, I'll take a pass on this one. Go ahead.
Yeah, copy that. I may just end up monitoring because I know I can't hit I'm looking at the website right now to make sure I see which is the lineup. It does keep changing a little bit. I know I can't hit the Warren. Warren is now standalone for FBI, the 2.6. And I know I can't hit that reliably right now with the antenna setup I have. So, Mike, I don't know if we told you about the new webpage or not, but MacombARPSC.org. And then slide over, there is a – John's got a listing on there for the repeater crawl. And it shows, the repeaters that were planned for. They do change, but I think this might be it, the lineup for tonight. So, but if you haven't checked out our page, MacombARPSC.org, kind of a lot of stuff in there, and he did put the repeater crawl in there as well. Over to Mike, NAWRO.
Oh, that's great news. I'll have to check out the new website then. It's been a while since I've been on that site looking for updates or anything. So I'll check that out, and I'll look at the repeater crawl. And I know I can hit the Richmond FBI repeater from my house with a handheld, but I still don't have a base set up. Had some other things pop up that kept me from buying, my base setup, unfortunately. And
still trying to figure out exactly what I want to do. The best spot I could put a radio is in my barn, but then it's away from me and I can't really control the frequency even on like a crossband repeat reliably. So still figuring out what I want to do at the QTH, but I'll take a look at the website. Over to you, Tom. I'll pass it over to Tim on the phone, KJKJO.
Comment if Tim doesn't want to take it.
Yeah, go ahead and keep the order, Dean. Go ahead.
So the website, if you haven't been on in a while, this website is new. New domain, new setup, John K8WQO has put an immense amount of work into it. On the net control tab, we have now a live log, so as you're checking in, you can watch everything live right from our website. A lot of good information in there. There's so much stuff in there, as a matter of fact, I think you should definitely check it out, because there's no way I could give it all to you over the radio. Tim, over to you.
N-A-W-R-O. Yep, I concur, Dean. There's just a whole bunch on there. He really did a professional job on this, and it's ongoing. He's still working on it. So, it's a good resource. So, back over to Mike.
K-E-8-S-C-R. That's awesome. I will definitely give that a look when I get back home here. And I'm planning on making the February meeting. I know I'll be, kind of a member at large, but I'd still like to stay involved with Macomb. You got to bring some of those learnings to St. Clair. In fact, I was talking not too long ago with Sean on here about getting the St. Clair repeaters all linked up. It's something Riley and I have been talking about. And I need to talk to him at our next meeting, but if we could get some MI6 microwave links between the St. Clair County repeaters, we could then, tie them all into the system, and then we'd stretch Macomb and St. Clair connected, and I think we'd get close to all of District 2 connected.
Go ahead and take it, Dean, if Tom's not back.
That would be amazing. The only thing that I would be curious about is, I believe a good chunk of Riley's repeaters are voice activated. I don't know how that would work over a link. It might not even affect anything. I'm unsure, but that was something that I've been learning and trying to work with is how to properly operate their repeaters being voice activated. It's definitely different. They're the only machines I've ever worked with like that. So, Tim, over to you.
Yeah, that's a good one. It threw us for the loop on the last set because, again, Tom and I were together. We were up in Memphis. We were directed to connect to the one there. I talked to Aaron about it afterwards, and yes, indeed. It is voice activated. We didn't even think to do that. It's like, well, I can't get in. I can't get, connection. It's like, and of course they do that, I presume, when they get too much kerchunking of a repeater. So, and then item two, Mike, on the website, again, not to belabor this too much, but, we do a question of the week on our net. So John actually has a section there. The question is on deck, so to speak, but it's veiled. You can't see it yet. But just before the net starts, he's going to open it up. And so it's kind of a multimedia thing. You can be looking on the website, check out the question ahead of time before your call sign comes up. And then also you can see the live logging as well. So it is pretty cool. Back over to you, Mike.
That is a really cool feature. I'm looking forward to checking that out on the net tonight. Watching the website as the net is ongoing and is a little bit of extra time to think about the question. Being out of county, I usually get quite a bit of time to think about it. on the voice-activated repeater note, I believe, and I could be wrong on this, I believe the only one that operates that way is the
the Belle River Power Plant in St. Clair. I believe the other, the Avoca and Port Huron Whiskey 00 repeaters are your normal squelch, or your tone-operated repeaters. And Riley also has a 70-centimeter machine in Port Huron Township. So, but I could be wrong there.
Tom, over to you if you're available. I think you're right. But I believe they use the Belle River machine for their ARPSC nets and what have you, which is definitely different. I've talked on it a couple times, and I've been told that I'm not doing it right, and some of my transmission gets cut off. So I'm still working on it, but I'm not usually in a good enough range of it to really play around unless I'm in the mobile. So I'll get it figured out eventually. This will be my last. I've gotten to my destination, and I'm going to get prepped for the net. Hopefully I hear you on it, and yeah, we'll go from there. This is KELAX. I'll say 7-3s for now. Tim, back over to you.
KWRO, copy that. Dean, have a good one. Good QSO. Yeah, looking at the St. Clair repeater lineup again, and I got to get back over there. I've always done, as we did in the summer, you were with us, Mike, when we did the wind link. That's all I kind of really did. I never joined one of their nets yet. I did go to one of their meetings that wasn't the ARPS meeting, was their actual group there at the airport. That was kind of fun. It was a hot day, I remember that. But yeah, looking at the repeater lineup now, Charlie 1 is the one on the water tower, I believe, and then they got Alpha 1, Alpha 2, Alpha 3, Avoca, Belle River, and St. Clair, whatever that is. So, but yeah, I should get back into that again, and I'm not that far away, so there shouldn't be any reason why I couldn't hit them. Over to you, Mike.
All right. Good chat with you, Dean. And just as a little bit of a side note there, as I'm getting more involved in St. Clair, what I've learned is our nets, well, it all depends on the location of net control. Sometimes it'll be on that Alpha 3 over on the power plant. Sometimes if Riley's doing it, he'll be, I believe that's the Alpha 2, that's the one in Port Huron, because Alpha 1 is Avoca. But typically, if we're running an event, there is a bit of terrain in St. Clair County between the two. We'll actually run a split net and use both of those machines. If you're in the northern part of the county, you'll use the Alpha 2, and the southern part of the county uses Alpha 3, which is that voice-activated repeater. And that's really part of the reason we want to get it all linked up. Back to you, Tim.
All right, I got that down now. Yeah, that sounds interesting, and it does make sense. There's a lot between north and south there. There's quite a few miles. So, yeah, that is kind of interesting. Let's see. Leave a break for Tom in case he's back, and if not, over to you, Mike.
Well, I'm not hearing Tom. He must still be on the phone. But I have pulled into a gas station here, so I'm going to get out and fill my tank and go grab a couple things inside. So say 7-3s now, Tim. We'll hear you on the net tonight. And we will chat later. If you ever want to get back up to St. Clair County ARPS meeting, just let me know. I plan on getting to all of them this year, and I want to get to one of the normal EM, the Eastern Michigan ARC meetings at some point. So I guess this will be my final, KE8FCR.
Understood. Sounds good, Mike. Greatly appreciate the QSO. You have a good one. This is NAWRO, I will be clear as well. 73.
KFDPZ testing.
NAWRO, very good test, Cliff. Loud and clear.
Thanks for that, Tim. I'm trying to see if another unit I just finished programming will receive, and it's not reacting to either of us at all.
Well, that's not good.
not at all. And the funny thing is, when I was trying it the other night with just some basic initial program, it seemed to work. So I don't know, maybe it's because I don't have a microphone plugged in, it's still attached to the computer. I'm going to fix that up and see what happens. I will be right back. KFATDZ.
Understood. N-A-W-R-O.
KFATDZ to N-A-W-R-O. It seems to be working just fine on analog.
Wonder what's going on there.
Oh, I have absolutely no idea. It's a Radiodity DB40D, and their CPS. You thought Balfone CPS was bad? Radiodity's is... Balfone's looks like cotton candy and pony rice compared to Radiodity's software. And the CP editor somebody else came up with is a little better, but the way everything is organized in there is confusing. Like, you just, it's like, I want to say things I'm not allowed to on the air.
Well, that's got to be pretty darn bad if it's worse than the DM32 CPS. Yeah, I don't think we have our group is starting to get, some code points, but I don't think we have that one. So, yeah, interesting. Well, keep us posted.
Well, I got to jump out of here. I got a couple other things I got to do before I take off to take care of some other things for the evening. It was good chatting with you, and thanks for giving me some ears there, Tom. I appreciate it. KF8TPZ, 73 Studio, and clear after your final.
73 NHWR, I'll be clear. Hope to hear you on the net tonight. I know you might be out and about driving, so drive safe.
W8BD.
Good afternoon, Wally, and NHWRO.
What's happening?
Oh, no, not much. Just chatting about the history of the name Mecca, M-E-C-A, from the old days, the 7.2. So it goes back pretty far.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that. I knew what you meant when you said it. Well, might not have known. I know what you said. I heard them all carrying on. So, at least I listened to your audio. I didn't hear the conversation. I was busy. Plus, I usually don't listen to that one. I usually listen to... I just turn my scan head off on my PHF. I just usually just listen to the P25 part of it. So, very good. Anything else good happening today?
No, just getting ready for the net. And I was good... I was glad to hear that Mike's signal is good and strong because, the receiver, 7.2 receiver's down, but he apparently can hit Mont Clemens quite well. His signal is fine. So, because we have the net tonight, and then after the net, we're going to try to do the crawl. So, I think I'm just going to listen to the crawl because a couple of those I cannot hit with my current antenna setup, but that will be interesting. Looking forward to it, actually.
Yeah, I'm not going to participate in the crawl either, but I should be on the net. I don't foresee anything like that. I'm going to make an announcement about our breakfast thing, too. I was going to tell Dave that. I sent a text today, you working today? And he said, yeah. I just wanted to let him know that I was going to announce that. I'll be right back.
Copy. N-A-W-R-O.
I'm back. I'll be so glad when this work day is over. W-A-B.
I don't blame you. If that when that sun goes down, it's gonna be even more brutal than it already is out there.
It's almost pretty mellow out there. What's the temperature? I mean, I went to work this morning. It was close to 30.
Well, you're right. Today's not all that bad. I guess the worst is coming up this weekend. It's just when I did go to. The barber shop today, the same place you go there in town, and the wind was gusting a little bit, and the snow was blowing by the window. It looked kind of weird. It was not quite a whiteout, but it was a little blustery there for just a minute. Not all day long. It's been worse, yes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. It was the other hot gust, but he's a one-man show for a couple months.
Yeah, I really feel bad for Matt. He's going to be one busy entrepreneur there. Pete is going to be off for 6 weeks or so. He had some surgery. I guess I won't talk on here, but nobody knows who he is, but whatever. You can't, it's like a knee surgery. So you, as a barber, you can't stand for 8 hours. You got to heal up first, and then it's just not going to work out. So people just got to be. I saw the snow shovel there, and he was so busy on the inside, I wanted to go out and just shovel his walk for him, but I decided not to do it. He raised his prices. You know what? That's fine. He should. He needed to. That's fine. He does a good job.
How much is it now? I just gave him a 20 spot.
Last year it was 14 plus whatever tip you want to give, and now it's 16 plus tip. So I give up to that point, too. I always, as you know, I tip in $2 bills. So 16 and a couple of $2 bills, and we're at the same point.
Yeah, okay. All right, that makes sense. All right, other than that, I should be on the net tonight, barring no family emergencies or trips out or what have you. But the crawl, I'm not going to do that. I don't, be honest, I don't want to do it. So, but the net, yeah, I want to do that. So.
All right, well, if you see fit, jump onto the webpage and slide over to the net section. Because it is kind of cool. John's been working pretty hard on it. It's sort of a multimedia thing. You will see the question of the week first. It's hidden right now, and it won't be unveiled until the net starts. But at least we get a little forewarning on what the question would be, so we don't occasionally sound like idiots. Whoever the first one is to answer it right after it's asked. But he's doing a good job on that. He's probably listening right now, and, you know. Anyways, N-A-W-R-O, after you. Have a good one, Wally.
All right, very good. I was trying to get some ambition to program you at Tate Radio, but I've got cleaning up my desk and everything else like that, so. All right, other than that, I'm going to go back to collecting documents, seeing since this tax season. Chat later. W-A-B. Hey, Tim, you still there?
Ready?
Yes, sir.
Send me a list of VHF frequencies you want in this thing.
Boy, thank you, sir. Yes, I will do that post-haste. Also, too, I've got the, Dave gave me the model number of the Cisco phone I should order from that Troy place. No reason why I can't just go ahead and do that.
No, that's pretty easy, 525G. 525G2. There's other phones that are cooler and everything else, but the 520, there's lots and lots of write-ups and instructions and things on the 525G. It's very, very easy and lots of firmware, lots of cool things, and it's something that with just a little bit of research you can do on your own. So. The bat phone, as we affectionately call it in the Hanley world, 525G2. That way, if you call Sean, Wally, Dave, anybody that's got them, Tom, they can all walk you through it. It's got a Wi-Fi card in it. It's got a Wi-Fi card. It does power over Ethernet. If you have a PoE, it'll run on just a small 5-volt power supply. It's a great. For our application, it's a great setup.
With it, copy, Cisco 525G2, going to be ordering one, and then I might put a sidecar in the basket, too, if they have one, because I'm stuck.
Yeah. If you want maximum coolness, you get a few extra bucks, get the powered one. If not, the analog one is great, too. They're both fine. I mean, of course, you know me, I had the bestest, and I went and bought the lighted up one, the digital programmable one, everything else, and then after I got it, I go, eh. So, either way, whatever makes you happy.
Understood. Last question here. It says, add a new PoE injector. Should I go for that one, then, if I'm going that way, power over Ethernet?
Nah, if you don't have the router with PoE invest already in it, then just do it on a 5-volt power supply. PoE is just something else, another thing you got to plug in. So what's the difference if you plug in a 5-volt power adapter or you plug in a PoE injector? It's fine. Just get the 5-volt power adapter.
Okay, appreciate it, Wally. I'll be all set on that topic, and I will send you over a VHF list. Appreciate it. NAWRO, clear, after you.
WA, Victor Delta.
WA, EAP.
Mobile. Quad one. Eric, you sound a little better. Good afternoon, Ben. Go ahead, Eric.
Yep, just wanted to key up and say hello, Wally. And I was kind of looking for PCA KJO. I hear he floats around up here, too. But yeah, it's been 5 weeks, but I'm finally back at home. Got a long, long recovery road ahead of me, but at least I'm back home and sleeping in a comfortable bed and comfortable surroundings. But, yeah, I'm not sure if you knew, but I went through a major, major back surgery 5 weeks ago.
I did hear that. And last time I heard you on the radio, you sounded like you lost a fight. So you sound better. Good. Where's Tom? He was floating around a little while ago. Let's see if Tom is there. And if he is or isn't, I gotta take the phone call anyway. And we'll see if Tom's there. If not, over to Ben. Go ahead, KJK Joe, WAVD.
I guess he's not out there, but he usually hangs out here on the way home. It's about that time he'll start, you know, start his trip his way home. So yeah, I'll just stand by. I just wanted to key up and say hi. So I'll be out here a little bit more now that I'm home. So I was getting into the Romeo repeater. The nursing home was in Romeo, so I got a mile from the Romeo repeater, so that's when you probably heard me. Anywho, 7-3s. Talk to everybody in a little bit. I'll be listening out. WAEAP.
Hey, BLI.
WAEAP test.
WAAOR, statewide one, mobile.
WAEOD, mobile.
I think you said WAEOD.
WAAOR, also mobile.
I'll be, it might be sideways here.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sometimes I mumble. WAEOD, just leaving a meeting here at Midland and heading back home to Sanford.
All right, a little further north up. So roads like there, it's total not good here. Just leaving Grand Rapids Airport, having to make the trek back to Muskegon. Looks like this is going to be a four-wheel drive trip all the way home.
Yes, I bet it is. Well, drive safe. WAEOD.
DIC.